Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We're in the School of Acts, and we are in the Word of Wisdom module. And I tell you, we've already covered a lot of ground, and it's so exciting. And I'm going to open in a word of prayer, and then let's get busy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful charisma operation of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we're asking, we desire this. And Lord, we're asking not just on our behalf, we're asking on behalf of the church around the world that this wonderful gift would come into operation in order to help the body of Christ get the advantage. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Number 15, the word of wisdom, Jesus revealing Paul's future to Ananias. Acts 9, 15 through 16. But the Lord said to him, "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Note, Ananias is seeing into the future concerning Paul's life and ministry. Also, though not mentioned here, the Lord is revealing to Ananias that he will give Paul that same revelation. And let me make a little further note here. When you read Acts 9, 15 through 16, like we just did, circle some things. First of all, go thy way. There's direction there. So God is already speaking a direction, and now he's revealing. He's going to bear my name where? To the Gentiles. Oh my goodness, that's amazing to Ananias, okay? This is Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 10, Peter goes to Cornelius, the Romans, the Gentiles. So that hasn't happened yet. And so God is already speaking to Ananias that this Paul, he's going to go and carry the gospel to who? The Gentiles. You got to slow down and go, my goodness, I've read over this so many times and I never saw that. And also, to kings, Paul is going to stand before kings. And of course, the children of Israel. And then he says, I'm going to show. There's that future again. Into the future. I'm going to show him what? The great things he's going to suffer. And that's powerful. He's going to suffer. And the Lord says, I'm going to show him that this is going to be wonderful in the end, but there will be sufferings. And even Paul talked about that. He said to fill up in his own flesh, what? The sufferings of Christ. You know, Jesus suffered. He suffered greatly. And we don't like that topic, but it is a reality. Our Lord suffered so many different things. And of course, at the cross, he suffered. But you know what? He didn't draw back. And Paul didn't draw back. And you know what? You're not going to draw back either. And that's what the School of Acts is about. It's to strengthen you in order to rise up and to be who God has called you to be. Let's continue. Number 16, the word of wisdom. The will of God will be revealed through Peter's preaching. Acts 10, verse 6. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell you. Now right there, you should circle that. He will. That's in the future. This is what he's going to do. He's going to tell you what you need to do. Note, the whole purpose of this vision was to direct Cornelius into the plan of God. This word, or piece of God's wisdom, left Cornelius expectant upon the Lord. And let me just say this. The word of God's wisdom is often used to give direction, and it only comes as a little word or fragment. It doesn't give every detail, But many times it gives enough detail to leave you, what? Expectant. You move forward by faith, and while you're moving, you're expecting more from the Lord. And that dependency upon the Lord is holy. Now, one thing that I want to also say is the word of God's wisdom doesn't leave you questioning. I have seen it over and over where people will operate as if they're working in the word of God's wisdom, and they're actually breeding or imparting questions into the body of Christ. That is not how the Holy Spirit operates. Men operate that way in order to control other men, but you will not find this in the school of Acts. As we look at the word of God's wisdom, you will not see questions breeding doubt, fear, control. It's not there. It's not how the Holy Ghost operates. So I want you to think about that, okay? Number 17, the word of wisdom. Peter receives New Testament doctrine, Acts 10, verse 15. And the voice spake unto him the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. Acts 10, verse 28. And he said to them, you know how it is unlawful for a man that's a Jew to keep company or to come unto into the house of someone who's a Gentile. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Note, up until this time, the gospel had only been preached to the Jews and Samaritans. The Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria part of the Lord's commission was being fulfilled. Now, through this vision, the Lord reveals doctrine to Peter pertaining to the cleansing of the Gentiles. The key phrase is found in verse 28, God hath showed me. Remember, these revelation gifts are seeing gifts. And I think that's kind of the, in a generic way, is the best way to kind of explain revelation gifts. It's like if you have a jar and it has a lid. Well, you take the lid off and all of a sudden you can see into what is in that jar. And I believe that these revelation gifts take the lid off so you can, through the word of wisdom, see into the future or understand the mind of the Lord, or through the word of knowledge to understand present tense or past facts, or with the discerning of spirits, taking the lid off so that you can see into the spirit realm. So this is wonderful. Let's go on to number 18. Word of wisdom. Peter receives direction to go with these unknown men. Acts 10, verse 20. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Note, this word of revelation gives insight into the direction of God's will. The simple phrase, go with them, was the direction of God's will. With this revelation, Peter was expected to obey, moving forward in faith. For further study, reference the gift of faith on this same passage. And, you know, this story of Peter heading over towards Cornelius. There is so much in operation here. And you cannot go into this chapter without first going and studying when Jesus is walking on the water, Peter's in the boat, he's really afraid, and then Jesus speaks, peace, you know, be of good courage. And Peter says, if it's you, Lord, bid me come. And Peter says, and Jesus says to Peter, come. And Peter begins to walk by faith in the realm of miracles, walking on the water. But then he became afraid. He began to listen to the wind. He began to listen to the waves, because the wind and waves have a voice. And so it is here. Peter is moving in a direction that is unthinkable. the Jews ministering to the Gentiles or to Romans. The gospel, the blessing of Abraham being administrated to the Gentiles. And here is Peter. He's moving into this direction, just like walking on a storm-tossed sea. And the Lord says, don't doubt. And so very, very important passage there to study. Because let me tell you, there was going to be a lot of storms that get stirred up because of the direction of the gospel moving to the Gentiles. And the devil did not want that to happen. And but you know what? Jesus said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell, they're not going to stop it. Very powerful. Let's go to number 19. Word of wisdom. Agabus foretells of a famine. Acts 11, verse 28 to 29. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and he signified by the Spirit that there should be a great famine throughout all the world. And it came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren who dwelt in Judea. Note, Jesus taught his disciples that one aspect of the Holy Spirit's ministry would show them things to come. John 16, 13. Agabus was a prophet, a seer. He was used by God in revelation gifts to help the church navigate through coming events. In this case, the Lord revealed of a coming famine. The result of this manifestation of this gift enabled believers around the region to mobilize the first humanitarian outreach. Since this event, Christians have led the way globally in reaching out to help lift the burdens of man's need by the love of Christ. And so this right here is such an important occurrence of how the Word of God's wisdom revealed the future, and in that it mobilized such a humanitarian rescue of such need. And so you have to study this. This is important. We need these gifts working in the body of Christ. In fact, I'm not sure that if there's a recorded event like this concerning a nation having compassion on other nations and sending such relief. We do it today because of our Judeo-Christian history. Our culture has such compassion in it through the Bible. Well, it all goes back to this event right here, and it began through a word of God's wisdom. Very powerful. Now we're going to shift to the uttermost parts of the earth, and we're going to see that the word of God's wisdom was working outside the land of Israel, just like it did inside the boundaries of Eretz Israel. Number 20, word of wisdom, prophets in Antioch speaking to Paul and Barnabas. Acts 13, verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work where I have called them. Note, the Holy Spirit revealed purpose and direction. The word separate me is a very strong command. Their duties in Antioch had come to an end, and a new direction was unfolding. This direction from the Lord would require complete focus and reliance upon the Lord, who was charting their destiny into Gentile lands, opening a new chapter into church history. Oh my goodness, this is another, wow. How is this happening? Through the word of God's wisdom. How important is the word of God's wisdom? It's huge. And that's why we list it as the chief of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. We really believe probably it's the greatest operation of the Holy Spirit given to the church to help the church. And so that's why we're studying this. It's very important. Let's go to number 21, word of wisdom, Paul tells Elymas that the judgment is for a season. Acts 13, verse 11. And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. Immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went his way seeking some to lead him by the hand. And so in this, there's two operations of this word of God's wisdom. First of all, he says, you're going to be blind. He is speaking into the future. This is what's going to happen to you. You're going to go blind. And then he speaks again, but it's only going to be for a season. So very powerful. This judgment came through what? A word of God's wisdom. How important is the word of God's wisdom? It's very important. Let's go on to number 22. Word of God's wisdom, the Lord to Paul and Barnabas. Acts 13, verse 47. And so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation unto the ends of all the earth. Note, this is an Old Testament word of wisdom fulfilled in Jesus. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Fulfilled in Christ, it became a present tense operation of the will of God for Paul and Barnabas concerning their future ministry. Therefore, it is a word of wisdom in operation for them. Very often, we receive similar words of encouragement or even words of direction from the Holy Spirit when reading the Bible. Words that were spoken concerning a different time can become present tense direction and inspiration to us by the Holy Spirit. There is no book like the Bible that continually speaks. And when we're dealing with the Word of God, there is no end. It's the endless dimensions of God's Word. And you're never going to find the depth. You're never going to find the height. You're never going to find the length or the width. There is endlessness to the dimensions of God's Word. That's why it's very important to read God's Word every day, because more is happening than just you reading some words. And so I really love this. And, you know, in my own life, I've received words while reading, especially the book of Isaiah or Psalms, where the Lord takes something that was spoken of Jesus, and then he speaks it to me, just a word of it, and he can do that. Well, you say, well, Brother Eric, if a word is spoken about Jesus, then the Lord will not do that. Well, you have to understand something. I am in Christ. And so words that were spoken pertaining to him can pertain to me, because Jesus's mission is not been fulfilled yet. We're still preaching the gospel. And if a word in the book of Isaiah said, talking about Jesus being a light to the Gentiles, well, you know what? There's a lot of Gentiles who were born after Jesus went back to heaven and the age of the church began. So the body of Christ is Christ on the earth. And so those words that were spoken in the book of Isaiah concerning Jesus's mission and calling, they're on us as well. And so, well, meditate that, and very powerful. Let's go to number 23, the word of wisdom. Paul receiving direction of where not to go. Now this is, oh, you've got to go slow on this one, okay? Acts 16, verse 6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Note, here we see the operation of revelation work in a different manner. Jesus had commanded his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. As Paul endeavored to go into Asia, the Holy Spirit forbade them, blocking their direction. This revelation gave them new direction by knowing where not to go. Remember, the word of wisdom is sometimes only a word, and sometimes the word is no. And I want you to think about this. Sometimes the Lord isn't telling you exactly where to go, but he's making it clear what you should not do, where you should not go. And when you realize, oh, I'm not supposed to go to Asia, then that's revelation. revelation into the will of God. Paul had no ability to understand that by reading a book or by his own intellect. This came by revelation. Do not go to Asia. And so that's why we put it in here. Now, did the Lord show him where to go? No. He showed him where not to go. And that's just as much as revelation as knowing where to go. So just ponder that. Let's go to number 24, word of wisdom, direction of where not to go. Acts 16, verse 7. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Once again, there are times when a simple word no concerning direction is an example of this gift. The word no in this verse is revelation. There are times by knowing what the will of the Lord is not that we receive encouragement to press forward, seeking out His will with a confidence that He will show us. That is why this word no is full of Holy Spirit ability. And let me just add, the word no was more than just the word no. The word no revealed where not to go. But you know what it also did? It began to point them into a different direction. And as they sought the Lord by revelation, it was going to unfold. So therefore, it gave them expectancy. And the word of God's wisdom, one of the key features is expectancy. So meditate it. Meditate on that. And so powerful. Let's go to number 25, word of wisdom, Paul's Macedonian call. Acts 16, verse 10. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Note, spiritual visions, dreams, and trances are often used as tools to release revelation into the will of God. This is a great example of the discerning of spirits and the word of wisdom working together. Now, these are two revelation gifts. They're not the same gift, but they are two gifts that take the lid off and allow you to see something else. In this case, Paul was going through a process. I'm going to go to Asia. No. Okay? I'm going to go here. No. And with that expectation, they began to seek God, and all of a sudden, through the discerning of spirits, they're seeing a trance, a vision, a dream, and they see the man from Macedonia now what? Operating in this glory of God concerning the mind of the Lord and His direction. Oh, two operations of revelation working together. So powerful. Number 26, word of wisdom. The Lord speaks to Paul about people in the city. Acts 18, 9 through 10. Then the Lord spoke to Paul in the night vision, "Be not afraid, but speak. And hold not your peace, for I am with you, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have much people in this city." Note, in this passage, we see the Lord revealing to Paul His will concerning staying in Corinth, not being afraid to speak. The Lord needed Paul to build the church there, and therefore He had to speak very clearly to him. The Lord commanded him to speak. That gives direction. Paul knew that when he opened his mouth, persecution usually followed. Because of the continual threat of persecution and death, the Lord had to step in and supernaturally give him revelation into his calling to build a church there. In this, the Lord tells Paul that no harm would come to him in Corinth. In this chapter of Acts, the townspeople did take hold of Paul as if to harm him. But Jesus, through this gift, had already revealed the future, that the final outcome would be his safety. In the end, no harm came to Paul just as Jesus said. Oh, Paul needed that. He knew persecution always follows. And even in that city, they grabbed hold of him. But you know what? The Lord had already spoken. The end result, no harm. And so important, these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let's pause there. And we're going to pick up with number 27 in the next session. But you got to go back and study this. The more we understand it, the more we desire it. The more we're less ignorant. And the more our faith begins to say, you know what? I'm going to walk in these things. Or at least I'm praying that the church will walk in them. Heavenly Father, seal these words in our heart. Help us to grow in the things of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready. God bless you. Till next time. Bye-bye.